Today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, will be presented in Hebrew and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hebrew, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
They wear a t-shirt that has a good message on it. It goes out to the person who sees it. So it's a walking billboard. It's something really strong.
שלום צופים אופנתיים וברוכים הבאים לצמחונות, הדרך האצילית לחיים בטלוויזיית סופרים מאסטר. מהו בריא? ידידתי לסביבה, בעל חמלה ואופנתי. להיות טבעוני כמובן. היום אנו עושים את דרכנו לתל אביב, ישראל, לבקר בחנות טבעונית, חנות מיוחדת, אשר גורמת לחיות את אורח החיים הטבעוני באופן מהנה, פשוט ובדרך חכמה.
Hi, I'm Avi, the owner of the vegan shop in Tel Aviv, Israel, the only vegan shop in Israel. We support veganism and animal rights. Being vegan is awesome. It will make your life better, your spirit better, and your health better. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
מר אבי יעקב חולק עמנו את רעיונותיו האציליים לגבי פתיחת העסק ב-2008.
Vegan shop was opened in order to supply vegan people and vegetarian people the option to buy cruelty-free footwear, accessories, clothing, belts, loads of things, and even for their pets, like vegan pet food and dog food and for cats, and also to be a place where people who are not vegetarian or vegan would know and find out about animal rights and vegan options.
כיצד הקהילה הגיבה?
We had loads of amazing feedback. People really, they want us to be even in better places, so more people would see us. People bless us saying that we should have a shop in every single city in Israel and stuff like that.
This shop is really great. It has everything. It has shoes, shirts, food, vegan food, which you can't get in any other store.
על ידי פתיחת החנות הטבעונית, מר אבי מקווה לאחד את כל היחידים והקבוצות בישראל, אשר חולקים את אותם רעיונות, אשר בסופו של דבר יוצרים חברה טבעונית, חזקה ומעוררת השראה.
There are many, many vegetarian people in Israel, many. What we want to do is, me and my friends and people who work in animal rights organizations, is to bring the people who are vegetarian, who care about the animals, and to bring the people who care about environmental issues over to be more active and to do stuff that's going to promote their lifestyle and to take them to a better place and take other people after them so they would follow.
למעשה, אימוץ אורח חיים טבעוני הוא קל באופן יחסי ומתקבל בברכה על ידי האנשים בישראל. בגלל חוקי התזונה היהודים והוראות של התנך.
And in Israel, because of religious reasons, because many people here are religious, there are even in the Bible it basically says that people should not eat animals and should not create suffering. If they believe in the Bible, they should do what the Bible says, and the Bible says do not harm any living creature. So that's the idea, one of the ideas.
החנות האורגנית מספקת מידע והדרכה על החיים האורגניים המבוססים על צמחים ללקוחות אשר אינם מודעים לנזק בצריכת מוצרים מן החי.
People say that dairy brings them good vitamins and stuff like that, when in reality it just does the opposite. And so we're completely against milk and against animal cruelty and against eating meat, and there's loads of good healthy options which people can eat and enjoy and lead a better life all around. And the more we go pitch into better nutrition, a vegan nutrition, a vegan diet, our impact on the earth diminishes by a huge amount. A person usually eats around 4,000 animals in their lifetime. which is unbelievable. Once people know about it, you can change it. You gotta first create the awareness. And the impact is huge, and I do believe that within 50 years we'll see it declining, and I do believe that many people are gonna switch into veganism and vegetarian nutrition.
ספרים המספקים מידע נגישים לאנשים אשר מעוניינים בלימוד על היתרונות הרבים של אורח החיים הטבעוני.
We got a selection of books here about diet and about healthy diet. There's a book here translated from English called Eat to Live, about a healthier diet. And there's a book here by a surgeon, an Israeli surgeon. It's called The Fools of the Milk, people who drink milk, and he's trying to promote people to stop drinking milk. Another book here about vaccines, against vaccines, basically, to promote parents to stop giving their children vaccines because it does bad stuff to them. This book is translated from the States by Victoria Butenko, about raw food, about green juices. It's called Green to Life, and it's a Hebrew version. And the last one is called Renewal, by an Israeli woman who treats people. She's in her 80s now, she's very old, but at the same time she has a lot of information, and she helps people get better, healthier from diseases, and then she tells them to go vegan and many other things.
החנות האורגנית גם מוכרת מגוון של חולצות גזעיות ואביזרים נלווים לבגדים, עם סיסמאות יצירתיות, אשר מציעות דרך פשוטה ויעילה ליחידים להפיץ את המסר הטבעוני, תוך תמיכה דרכי המוסר שלהם לחיים החופשיים מאכזריות. חמלה היא באופנה.
Over here we got our t-shirts. The t-shirts that we produce are made in Israel, in Tel Aviv. They're all fair trade, 100% cotton. For instance, we got the I Love Animals t-shirt. This is one of the organic t-shirts we have in the shop. It says size does matter. When you see a tree that was cut down and a tree that's full. And we got this one, Meat is Murder. So, and as we said before, t-shirts are a message, and people walk with them and they spread the message. These are our shoes, cruelty-free shoes. Footwear, we got them from the States and from also from the UK, from Europe. One of the brands that we like the most, the brand that make these shoes, they're called Vegetarian Shoes from the UK and from Brighton. They're a company that everyone who's walking there is either vegetarian or vegan, and they make vegan shoes, vegan footwear in fair trade terms in the Europe, only in Europe, whether it's in England or in Portugal, and really good shoes. These two pairs are made in Israel, okay? And they're one of the only kind of shoes that are still made in Israel, and they're really good. And we got a selection of boots, of hiking shoes, and of sneakers, where people can kind of buy whatever shoes they need, whether it's sandals, whatever their needs are. We have a selection of belts that are vegan. These come to us from Chicago in the States, and these arrive from people who make them in Los Angeles in fair trade labor. And this, we try to source good quality as well, and from people who are vegans and good people. Over here we got some wallets, vegan wallets that are similar to leather in appearance, but they are not made from leather. And we got the vegan passport from the UK. When you travel, you can take it anywhere you'd like, and it has information in many languages about what a vegan person eats in their diet and doesn't eat. And over here we got our buttons, message buttons about many stuff. We have the I eat food, not animals, no meat, no dairy, no kidding, soy is joy, just a cow saying moo, and the I love animals, and many more versions of buttons that people like to put over the bags and clothing and whatever they like.
כדי לעשות זאת קל וטעים לאנשים להחליף לתזונה המבוססת על צמחים, חנופות לבשר ולמוצרי חלב גם נמצאים בחנות האורגנית עבור האנשים והחיות.
And we got the cat food, the vegan cat food, which is from Italy, from it's the name is Ami. It's really really good food for cats, and we also got dog food. There are vegan options now for animals that are cruelty free and do not contain any meat or anything from, like that, and still give them everything they need for a healthy life.
We also have a selection of vegan foods, which is we've got vegan cheese here that's imported from England. We've got seitan bits for stir fries. We've got vegan sausages, vegan salami. Some of it is made in Israel, some of it is imported, and we're selling it here. And we believe there's really no need to eat anything from animals when we've got such great vegan food available. So why should anyone do it?
Food is its own language. People eat, and it is a language. So when you want to talk to someone about being vegan, and you tell them, and they think, "Oh no, the food tastes bad," just give them something tasty, and then you solve the equation by giving them good food. So we gotta connect the food with the shop somehow and do something that's hybrid and something new.
החנות האורגנית מקיימת אירועים מיוחדים בשיתוף עם כמה ארגונים מקומיים לרמה מרווחת בעלי חיים ופעילים כדי להעלות את מודעות הציבור והעניין בטבעונות.
In Israel there are about a handful of organizations that deal with animal rights, and we do a lot of work together. When they have information and flyers and stuff to spread, we do it for them as well, and we let our customers know about events, about outreach events. We are now organizing a festival, a vegan festival, and with about animal rights, about the health issues, and about morality and the environment. We also started doing events every Thursday, once every 2 weeks, or once every in a month, where people come in and they sit outside, and we offer them vegan pizza and hot dogs and eat all sorts of stuff. So it was a place of gathering, and people really enjoyed coming here.
מטרתו של אבי, של יצירת חברה טבעונית, היא ברת השגה דרך שינויים פשוטים, פעילים בחיינו היומיומיים.
Whatever you do, when you go to the gym, when you go to a regular restaurant, to a cafe, and you tell them that you want your sandwich without milk and without dairy and without cheese and stuff like that, you immediately, and then they ask you why, and you tell them about veganism, you already did outreach. You've been active, and it's really nice because you don't even have to specifically go to a special event, and you, just by the regular thing that you do during your day, you make an impact. And the fact that a shop like the vegan shop is open all the time, every day, it's like a non-stop outreach. And hopefully next time you'll interview us, Israel will be half vegan.
אנו מודים באופן כן למר אבי ולכל חברי הצוות בחנות הטבעונית ששיתפו אותנו ברעיונותיהם האציליים, כמו המאמצים שלהם בהעלאת המודעות של האנשים בישראל על ידי קידום אורח החיים הטבעוני בעל החמלה, בר הקיימה והאופנתי.
Go vegan, be awesome, live a happy life, a better life, healthier, be healthy physically, mentally, spiritually, and enjoy every day. And you do it when you're in tune to yourself and to your spirit.
בבקשה בקרו באתר veganshop.co.il לעוד מידע על החנות הטבעונית הראשונה בישראל. צופים נפלאים, תודה לכם על חברתכם בתוכנית היום וטיולנו לחנות הטבעונית הראשונה בישראל בתל אביב. מיד ישודר בין מאסטר לתלמידים בטלוויזיית סופרים מאסטר. הלוואי וחייכם יזהרו ויבורכו באהבה ללא תנאים של חברינו החיות החיים עמנו יחדיו. Magnificent viewers, thank you for your company on today's program and our trip to the first vegan shop in Tel Aviv, Israel. Up next is Between Master and Disciple on Supreme Master Television. May your life be brightened and blessed by the unconditional love of our animal co-inhabitants.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.